These later years of childhood have been flying by. As a mom, I want to not just be available to my kids during these last years they have at home, but I want to feel good and have the energy I need to keep up with their schedule and my own. So my health is a top priority. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. You're not alone on your wellness journey. Every customer gets one-on-one support to help you meet your goals. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense is a 3-in-1 capsule that supports your digestive health and promotes gut barrier protection. A healthy gut positively impacts immunity, mental health, sleep, digestion, and skin health. It helps regulate digestion, immunity against bad bacteria, and improve nutrient absorption. The gut has been called the second brain because it contains more than 100 million nerve cells. It is a vitally important piece to our overall health, both physical and mental. So to make sure my gut is working at its potential, I started taking EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense to improve my digestion and nutrition absorption, boost my overall immune health, and help with sleep and stress as a bonus. Head to myeq.com and use code PARENTING for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code PARENTING at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. Hey, Parenting Beyond Discipline listeners. Ready to create a home that fosters love, warmth, and style? Look no further than Home Threads, your partner in crafting a nurturing environment. At HomeThreads.com, explore a thoughtfully curated collection of furniture designed for families who believe in positive parenting. From cozy reading nooks to durable playroom essentials, our pieces are crafted to enhance your parenting journey. Home Threads has an incredible selection of furniture, decor, and accessories like throw pillows, blankets to snuggle under for family movie nights or reading time that helps you create the warm, cozy home that is the foundation for happy family memories. I love all the great pieces I've gotten from Home Threads to finish the look in my home. Gorgeous yet durable and cozy accent throw pillows, blankets, and some really cute wall decor. I have an ocean theme throughout my downstairs, so I got a couple of really great wall pieces to finish that look, and some picture frames for the family photos. Visit HomeThreads.com/parenting today and get a code for 15% off your order. That's HomeThreads.com/parenting. Parenting to get your code for 15% off your order, because great parenting deserves a great home. Home Threads, love where you live.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Your Village podcast, Parenting Beyond Discipline, the place to learn about all things parenting and get your questions answered. I'm your host, Erin Royer. So here in the U.S., Thanksgiving has come and gone, and so the first of several holidays is under the belt, but we're still just getting started. Kids are in and out of school on various days and weeks, big meals, family visits abound, whether at home or traveling close or far to others' homes, presents to buy and wrap, meals to prep and serve, parties to attend, treats to bake. It can be so hectic. So I'm going to share some tips on ways to reduce stress for parents during this crazy time of year. So this is kind of funny considering I did not do this last week myself, but plan. Know when the kids are out of school. I thought my kids had school on Wednesday last week, but when my son's kindergarten teacher said, "Have a nice Thanksgiving," at pickup on Tuesday, this is when I learned they did not have school the next day. That'll throw you for a loop. So don't do what I did. Check the kids' school schedule and know which days they're actually in school or are minimum days and which days they're off so you can plan ahead if you need to. When it comes to food, cook and prep ahead as much as possible. Make a list of what needs to be done and break down what you can do ahead, whether it's making cookie dough and chilling it or prepping veggies or making the sides. Involve the kids in prepping and cooking as much as possible. My kids each have their favorite things they like to help with. My oldest loves to do anything only he can do, like cutting with a sharp knife. My younger two love to help making any treats, using the mixer or dumping, pouring, and mixing the ingredients. For kids too young to help, prep for cooking during naps or when an extra adult is around to help entertain. Grandparents, aunts, and uncles are great for this if you're lucky enough to have them around. You also can have a younger child pretend to help cook with their cooking utensils, with their vegetables and their little knives. They can pretend to help prep a meal while you're prepping as well. Be ready with something new for the kids when they get tired or bored with helping. A new game, a set of markers are great. Kids love to make place cards or placemats or other table decor, so you can put them to work on those. Simplify as much as possible. I'm going very simple this year. We just threw a big rager for our twins' 6th birthday, so I'm a little worn out still. So I am really simplifying for this year. I don't love turkey, and it was just our small family for Thanksgiving, so I got a rotisserie chicken and a pie from the store and only made some sides. It was nice and simple. Know your limits and work within them as much as possible. We usually throw a big holiday party, but this year I just have too many other obligations going on. Between my health issues I dealt with in the last couple of months and running my own business, I knew I needed to simplify things this year. So we are just doing a very small celebration with a few close friends. Schedule in downtime, not just for yourself, but for the kids too. Life can get extremely busy this time of year with so many parties and obligations. So it's okay to say no to some of them. Know which ones are the real obligations, maybe your office party, family, or other annual traditions with friends or family, but for anything else, you can pick and choose. It's okay. We got invited to a potluck this year, which sounds really nice, but then they wanted to do a gift exchange for the kids, so I had to say no because of that. My kids don't need any more toys, and I literally just spent 3 hours in the past week cleaning out old toys to make room for all the birthday presents our twins got. And I don't need another set of people to try to guess what they like and then shop for either. So I just bowed out of that one gracefully. So also, just make sure you have some time scheduled during the break to just relax, snuggle, read together, watch a family movie. If you go on a trip, don't feel like you have to stuff all day every day with activities unless you really want to. With gifts, again, if you like and it helps, simplify, simplify, simplify. My extended family changes the way we do gifts every year. Some years we buy for everyone. Last year, each kid just got one gift for one other cousin. So everyone got just one gift rather than five. It was definitely much easier. This year, I'm going to check in with my siblings and see what they want to do. Hopefully, we'll do something like last year, if not even less. Like we buy one gift for our own kids and just make it from all the aunts, uncles, and cousins. When it comes to gifts, it's also helpful to clean out old toys to donate or sell to make some room before all the new ones show up. Also, set your expectations a bit lower. This means for what you can get done, as well as for your kids' behavior. When kids are home for several weeks in a row, we won't be able to be as effective or productive as we are when they're in school. They also can get on each other's nerves after too much togetherness. So be ready to help them through conflicts and also be ready with some new games or activities to keep them occupied, like I mentioned before, when they get on each other's nerves too much. Things like arts and craft supplies, science projects, and the like can keep kids busy for quite some time. For older kids, an hour or longer, which can be like heaven.
This episode is sponsored by By Heart. By Heart is an infant nutrition company whose mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. Using the latest in breast milk science, By Heart created a clinically proven, easy-to-digest infant formula that's made with organic, grass-fed whole milk, certified clean ingredients, and features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Our blend includes the most abundant protein found in breast milk, alpha-lac, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum, along with broken-down, partially hydrolyzed proteins. By Heart is an easy-to-digest formula. In addition to its patented protein blend, our formula includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey to casein ratio, like in early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system. By Heart is the only U.S.-made infant formula to use organic, grass-fed whole milk, not skim. Curious about By Heart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with the code PARENTING for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. As an adult and a mom of a son, both with ADHD, I know navigating the expectations of life with ADHD can be a challenge. But finding the right care and proper tools needed to succeed can be life-changing. With the right resources, you can turn your ADHD into your superpower. Done is an online ADHD care platform that can get you all the resources you need to help manage your ADHD, online visits, refills, and a 24/7 care team made for you. Starting to take care of your ADHD is as easy as 1, taking a 1-minute free assessment to see if Done can help. 2, booking an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as today or tomorrow. 3, start receiving ongoing care, enjoy online visits, personalized treatment plan, worry-free refills, and 24/7 care. Take a free 1-minute assessment and book an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as the next day. Get continuous care, insurance coverage, and 24/7 care team support with Done for just $79 a month and pharmacy copays as low as $0. Unlock your path to better focus now at get.donefirst.com/podcast. Done. Turn your ADHD into your strength.
If you'd like some tips on helping kids work through the sibling spats and fights and just help with building strong sibling relationships in general, you can see the class Siblings Without Rivalry on the site at yourvillageonline.com under the Modern Parenting tab. There's lots of great tips and tools in there for helping siblings learn to get along, work through conflict, and build really strong relationships. When your kids act up, as they are prone to do, discipline them in private. So many people spending so much time together, along with all that time off, is bound to result in some less than savory behavior. If family or friends are over, or you are over at their house and your child is acting out of line, be sure to pull your child aside and go to a private room or area for your discipline exchange. If you need some help or tips with discipline, be sure to check out the discipline classes on the site, Intro to Discipline, Discipline Tools for Toddlers, Preschoolers, or Elementary Age Kids, Dealing with Tantrums, Power Struggles, and more. You can find them all at yourvillageonline.com under the Discipline tab. Also, have an out plan. If you're visiting friends or family locally and your child is getting out of control, it's okay to leave the gathering after a few warnings. My husband and I always tag team on this one, and one of us is always willing to take a misbehaving child home so the others can stay and enjoy if we need to. Now, we've never had to follow through on it, but it's always an option, and when we say it, we mean it. If you are staying with relatives, have a plan for how or where to go for the child to reduce the stimulation, whether it's a walk or going to the park or an indoor play area away from grandma's to let the kids blow off some steam. Okay, so now, I wouldn't be doing this podcast and my audience the proper service if I didn't bring up something that's unfortunately uncomfortable. Now, this is very hard for me to talk about, but I feel that it really needs to be addressed. And that is the current political climate here in the U.S. It seems to be tearing families and friendships apart, which is really a shame. So I'm going to share some guidelines for getting through the holidays with family and friends who may have different views than you. A lot of people are very upset, hurt, angry, afraid on both sides. Anger is just hurt feelings turned outward. When you see anger, know that person is hurting in some way and is even most likely feeling afraid, and work to keep yourself calm, because when everyone is angry, nothing good can come of it. Also, I need to preface this by saying that I feel very strongly that no one should ever put up with abuse. Now, what I mean by abuse is name-calling, belittling another's beliefs or worldview, or threatening. If these things are happening from a family member or friend, you don't owe them your time or understanding at that time. But do stay as courteous and cool as possible. If you think that this type of behavior is a possibility at a gathering, make sure you have an out, a plan to escape that event, and gracefully bow out. But do so without adding any fuel to the fire. Again, staying courteous and cool. You could say something like, and you want to have this rehearsed and ready, I don't deserve to be attacked for thinking differently. I'm feeling very disrespected right now, so I think it's best if we go. Maybe we can try this again another time. If this relationship has a history of abusive treatment, then you can decide how to proceed, and working with a good therapist on these issues can be very helpful. But if this is new or rare, then do what you can to keep the doors open to future interactions, which also leaves the door open to understanding and healing. But if the relationships are strictly a difference of opinion, do your best to keep these relationships intact. If you feel you're going to lose your cool and attack someone else out of anger or fear or frustration, then it's best to maintain some distance until you feel you can either be together without talking about politics or have a respectful conversation and listen. Here's the thing. Everyone thinks they are right. Rarely is one person right and the other completely wrong. It's usually somewhere in the middle. So only have or start a conversation if you're willing to listen. And I mean really listen. If all you want is to be heard, then don't start the conversation. I personally think, just in general, not just about politics, but about everything, there is too much talking and not enough listening. That is also an important piece of advice when it comes to parenting, too. It needs to be a lot more about listening, not just talking. So we all could do more of that. Next week, I'll be talking about teaching an attitude of gratitude. We all know our kids can get a little crazy, overwhelmed, and frankly entitled around the holidays, and always asking for stuff. More, more, more. I want this. I want that. So I'll be talking about how to teach gratitude and keep some of that entitlement, materialism, and indulgence in check next week. If you have a parenting question you'd like answered, you can send an email to podcast@yourvillageonline.com. I hope everyone had an enjoyable Thanksgiving and is able to remain as stress-free as possible through this holiday season. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.